Shkoyach, and welcome. I stood corrected. I had said 7 years in the drasha on Shabbos, but Sholem in his email corrected me. It was our fifth annual. I don't know how you know that. What? I counted all the emails. I guess you could say Poiskin Bechfeid Achsanya. One of the Rebbeim Yeshiva says that, you know, there's a rule at our staff meetings that there has to be food. It usually is more well attended if there's food in Baruch Hashem. So we have to give Yeshikayach to the partial sponsorship of Rabbi Avram Meir for tonight. And the Gresi Yeshikayach, I think I ate my share. Malavayit should continue to grow, the island should continue to grow. Hopefully the spiritual portion of the program will be up to snuff. Now, Lamaisa, we traditionally, what we've done all the years in the Shiurim was, since it's smack in the middle of the week, we would try to take some sort of a halachic topic that comes out of either the week before that we're saying the Shiur, or the following week, what's going to be this coming Shabbos. And the truth is, well, we say a little halacha, and then we would speak a little bit agada. So in the agada portion of what we're going to say, I'd like to speak about Parshas Korach, Chukas, and Balak together. But in the halacha portion, I'd like to speak about a posuk in Parshas Balak. And it's a description that Bilam gives of Klal Yisrael. Bilam says the following: Hen am kilovi yokum. Klal Yisrael is a nation that arises like a lioness, v'charin yisnaso. And Rashi says, "Henam kilavi yakum, kishehin oindim mishinasam." When they get up from their slumber, from their sleep, shachris in the morning, hein misgabrim, they strengthen themselves kilavi uchavichari, like a lioness and a lion. Lachtoif es amitzvus, to grab mitzvos, lilvoish talis, to put on the tzitzis, the talis, likroy es shema de lohaniach tefillin. And to read Shema, and to put on that tefillin. L'chayre, this Rashi is a very, very difficult Rashi, and I know I have a lot of sperm in front of me, but there's one sefer I forgot to get, which was a Gemara Brachas. Let me get lucky. Oh, L'chayre, this Rashi seemingly is fakert from a Mefurish Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, that you dial it on the days, says, Omar Ula, the Gemara says, and I'll paraphrase until the Gemara comes, that a person is not allowed to be kakare, Omar Ula, akare, kriyashma, baloi tfilin, is kimeyed edu sheker al atzma. It's as if he's being made an edu sheker al atzma. Shkech. So the chayra, the order of the Rashi should have been that behem misgabrim kilavi v'chari lachtoif es hamitzvos lul b'shtalis v'laniach tefillin v'likrei Hashema. Why does Rashi say likrei Hashema before being loivish tefillin? And this question, based on that Gemara, we can really discuss a broader question. It's obviously usur to lay kriyishma without tefillin on because you're being made eder sheker. What's the eder sheker? That in the parsha of kriyishma you say you kshat the voice of loisal yedecha utafes beinecha loisal yedchem utafes beinechem. So we say we talk about tefillin in the parsha of of kriyishma. So to say the parsha of kriyishma without actually wearing tefillin is a lie. You're saying you're being made a sheker al atzmacha. And that's really what the Gemara over here in Bracha says. So, what I'd like to discuss tonight is, first of all, really I'm going to deal with the second of all, but I'd like to just bring it up first of all, is the same thing true about tzitzis? Right? And if the same thing is true about tzitzis, I have a double question. A person gets up in the morning, right? And he's afraid he's going to miss Kriya Shema. So he says Kriya Shema before he puts on talis and tefillin. Shabbos morning, people daven late, right? The Gabbai calls out, my Kriya Shema is going to be in 3 minutes, right? The Magen Avraham is 20 minutes before you start davening. 35 minutes before you start davening. The Gra is going to be 5 minutes after you start davening. You want to go? You get up in the morning, you say Berachas HaTorah, and you say Kriya Shema. Are you allowed to say Kriya Shema without your tzitzis on? Allowed to say Kriya Shema without your talis on? And are you allowed to say Kriya Shema without your tefillin on? So, Rashi is difficult because Rashi is l'chayra out of order. But we want to bring it out of this is really the question: is one allowed to do this with in a regular morning during the chayl, during the week, right before he comes to shul, before he puts on his tefillin? Can he be kari krishma? Is he being made a deshaker alatzma? And the same thing l'chayra one can question: is this also true l'gabei tzitzis? The Gemara does not discuss tzitzis. Okay. So now, if you look at the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says that Rav actually was Kari Krishma before he put on his tefillin. So Gemara, right before this Gemara of Amarula, a fascinating Gemara, the order of the Gemara is a little funny. The Gemara brings Rav does this. Rav was umaktim umoshi yodei umavarech umaspilon pirkin umonach tefillin, and then it was hadakari kriyishma. And the case before, the Gemara says he was moshi yodei and he was kari kriyishma, and then he put on tefillin. So the Gemara is akasha. What's going on over here? Says the Gemara, shluchuhu da'ovis. The shliach made a mistake. Meaning the shliach was supposed to bring his talis and tefillin, came late. So Rav wasn't able to put on talis and tefillin. He wasn't able to put on talis and tefillin. Memela, he was kari kriyishma without his talis and tefillin on. That's what the Gemara over there says. So now, l'chayra, from this Gemara, we see that even though it's kilu meir ei d'sheker alatzma, right? But if you taka don't have your talis and tefillin, right? For some reason, there's a mitigating circumstance. So a person could lay kriyishma. Could lay Krishma. The Gemara says the shliach was obvious. Isn't the shliach was obvious? The Rav was kari Krishma without his tefillin. The problem is the Gemara says it's kilu meir ei d'sheker alatzma. What do you do with the Gemara that he was meir ei d'sheker alatzma? Who cares that the shliach that he didn't have his tefillin? What does it make a difference that he didn't have his tefillin? But lemaisa it's kilu meir ei d'sheker alatzma. That's the first question. Now the truth is the issue of Meir de Sheker Alatzma really comes up in the summer, even more than at one time in the summer, which is Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, the halach is one is mechuyif to wear tefillin. However, the minig in Klal Yisrael Shulchan Aruch brings us to do what? Is to wear tefillin by mincha, right? There's b'chlal a whole shmuz, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that at mincha, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema again, because you're not allowed to be Kara B'Torah except for things that are chelik tefillin. Right, Shlomo Kluge held that Yitaka should be Kari Kriya Shema afterwards. Many are not like Rav Shlomo Kluge afterwards. Right, the things in the afternoon. What even in the morning? In the morning, we daven regular. You say the tefillah, and we don't put on a talis of tefillah. We don't have a talis of tefillah on. Now the truth is, if you look at the tshuvas halachas katanas. He brings from the Maram Galanti that the Maram Galanti, before he went to shul on Tisha B'Av morning, he put his tefillin on in the house. And he was kari kriya shma at home. Because he was chayshish for this halacha of kilu meir ei d'sheker alatzma. He didn't want to be meir ei d'sheker alatzma. But lamaisa, the minig of the olam, is not to do that. So the question is, how do we get away from this? L'chayra, it's also to do. You're being meir ei d'sheker alatzma. Says the Gemara. I didn't quote Ula 100%. I mean, I quoted Ula. I didn't quote the rest of the Gemara.
Amar Rav Chiya bar Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ki'ilu hikriv oyla b'loy mincha. Zebach b'loy nesoch.
It's as if, it's a very fascinating Gemara. Ula says, you're being made a sheker al atzma.
Says Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan says, no. He doesn't say no. He just says, it's as if you brought a carbon without bringing the nesachim. It's as if you brought an oila without bringing its mincha. Every carbon oila had mincha and nesachim. So you didn't do the whole thing. You didn't do the whole thing. You didn't properly do. You didn't do the whole mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Yochanan says, what are they arguing about? What are these foolish shaitans arguing about? The first one says you're being made a sheker. And the second one says it's as if you brought the carbon without the nesachim.
Says Rabbeinu Yoina, well, the first mandam in the Gemara held that the two things really were separate mitzvahs, right? One mitzvah is saying Kriya Shema. The other mitzvah is wearing tefillin. So not wearing tefillin didn't change your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. You just were made at the Sheker Al Atzma. It was like two separate things. But the second mandam, Rav Yochanan held that if you bring an oiler without the nesachim, there's something a little wrong with the oiler. You didn't do the oiler properly. So Rabbi Yechonah learned that there was something even wrong with your Kriya Shema. It's not just that you were being made into Sheker, but it's as if you were being Kairi Kriya Shema incorrectly. Because you're missing a factor in your Kriya Shema. Just like in an oil, you would be missing your Nisim. So one would think that Rabbi Yechonah makes it even worse, right? According to Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah is making it even worse. Being Kairi Kriya Shema, it's not only that, what? That you're being made into Sheker La'atzmai, but you're not even being Kairi Kriya Shema properly. However, I found that the Tshuva is Beis Yitzchak, and it's brought by the Piskei Tshuva, not to be confused with the Piskei Tshuvas. Piskei Tshuva is a sefer of a very, 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 very choshev achren, Rabbi Avram Petrikovsky from Petrikov, and he has, it's fascinating, very little shtiklach he has, and he brings a fascinating thing from the Chayzer Milublin. The Chayzer Milublin says, what was Rabbi Yochanan coming to say over here? He says the following thing. He says, the Ula Rabbi Yochanan Mayri are talking where you're not going to be wear tefillin at all. Where you're not going to even wear tefillin at all. Avalim koire kriyishma al dashi yaneach tefillin achakach ein chshash. If you're going to wear tefillin later, there's no chshash. Obviously, you're going to lose your tefillin later that day. How does he get this? So he says like this. It's as if you brought a carbon oil without nesachim. Those of you that remember about 6 years ago, or maybe five and a half years ago, when we learned zvachim together, zvachim and menachas in the Daf Yomi. So we all know that the halacha is, the Gemara Menachas says, Odom makrif zivchoy hayoyim unesachov la'achazman. A person could bring his carbon oila without bringing the nesachim at the same time. He could bring the nesachim later. Grat the nesachim, how long does he have? He has 10 days. He has Yud Yomim. Obviously, we're not going to say you put your tefillin on 10 days. But the point over here is like this. Let's do the analogy. If being kairit kriya shma without tefillin is as if you brought an oila without nesachim, so the oila didn't have to have the nesachim at the time of the oila. You could have it later. Memela, you could be kairit kriya shma earlier and put the tefillin on later, as long as you put it on, they're saying, that day. So then, l'chaira, you should have no problem. So there was no issue. The issue, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is adding to the Gemara. So it's very interesting. When we understood Rabbeinu Yonah was making it worse. He was saying, it's as if there was something wrong with the Kriya Shema. But according to what they're understanding, they're saying that what? They're saying that it actually makes it better. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining that it's not mamish and eid sheker. That if you weren't wearing tefillin at that time, but you wore it later, if you wore it later, it's not a problem. So if you put on tefillin later, this would answer how we on Tisha B'Av were able to do such a thing. And this would also answer, b'chlal, let's say a person gets up late, right? And he's afraid that Zman Kriya Shema is going to pass. He could talk and say Kriya Shema without his tefillin and put on his tefillin later. However, I found a fascinating thing. And the Chayre and the Lumbus, it's 100% right. Rav Shloima Kluger in the Sefer Ha'elef Lecho Shloima. Rav Shloima Kluger writes the following thing. Uma sheheir al masha omru chazal, the brachas. Kol ha'koyre kriyishma beloy tefillin ki ilu hikriv oyla belin esachim. Hiksha hare ba oila minim b'menachas sheyachal lahakrav oila hayayim unisachim lamacha.
You could bring the nisachim tomorrow.
Ve'imkein loma lo yoyalim yikra kriyishma v'achakach yaniach tefillin.
So he's not even asking a kasha on what. He's assuming you got away your tefillin b'shach to kriyishma. And you're doing something wrong, even if you...
So how come you can't wear it later?
Why can't you be kareh kriyishma now and put your tefillin on later?
That's what Rav Shlomo Klug is asking, which is what?
Which is what the Beis Yitzchak and the Chayzim of Lublin said, la halacha you could do.
Right?
He says, a givaldik alom de shavart. Zeh loy koshim midi. It's not a good sushta. Vishayni vishayni. Nisochim elu inyin bifnei atzmoy. Ve'ein olav chiyuv lahavi nisochim rak kishihikriv oylo.
Listen to this beautiful lumdus. Beautiful lumdus from Shlomo Klug. Givaldik. He says like this. When am I mechuyif to bring nisochim?
What prompts the chiyuv? What's the catalyst that I have a chiyuv to bring the nisochim? It's not like I'm a chiyuv to bring the nisochim all day. If I bring an oil, I have to bring the nisochim.
Right.
So that means I have to bring libations on the mizbeach. I have to bring yayin and pour yayin on the mizbeach if I brought a carbon oil. Right. Now, if I bring the carbon oil and 2 hours later I bring the nisochim, what are those nisochim identified with?
One thing. The carbon I brought 2 hours ago.
The only reason why I'm bringing these nisachim is for what reason? It's because I brought an oiler. So if I were to ask you, name these nisachim. These nisachim are the oilers nisachim.
But putting on tefillin, in truth, how much of the day am I mechuyev to put on tefillin?
The whole day,
be'etzin.
We're makel, we can't be shomer aguf. It's more difficult for us. But really, every second I put on tefillin is its own mitzvah. Right?
So Zakr Shlomo Klug, he doesn't understand.
When I bring an oila and then I bring the nisachim later, the nisachim are the nisachim for that oila. So that means the oila has the nisachim. But if I'm kari kriyishma and then an hour later I put on tefillin, what does the tefillin have to do with the kriyishma? The tefillin are their own independent chiyuv. So that means I was made at the sheker without my tefillin, and now later I went and I did what? I put on tefillin, but never in twain shall meet. The two things have nothing to do with each other. Nisachim and the oila are related because it's the nisachim of the oila. This is not the tefillin of that kriyishma.
Says the Rav Shlomo Klug, therefore you have to wear your tefillin b'shas the kriyishma, and it's not going to help that you're going to wear your tefillin later.
Azay zok Rav Shlomo Klug.
It's a little chayra.
The teretz is a little bit difficult. What do you say?
At that time, but who said later is going to help you? In other words, the later wearing doesn't relate to the kriyishma. That's the point.
The later wearing is not the wearing of that kriyishma. The nisachim of the nisachim of that oil.
That's his question.
Saying a very good thing. He's saying a very good thing. The Chayra, what the Beis Yitzchak understood was, how they understood this, they didn't miss this lumness, but they understood that when I'm being Chayra Kriyishma, what's the Eidus Sheker? The Eidus Sheker is, I'm not wearing tefillin. Okay? But Lemaisa, as long as I wear tefillin that day, so I wasn't made Eidus Sheker. We could look back at the day and say, yeah, that's what you're saying, right? That I wasn't made Eidus Sheker. That's the Chayra, what they're going to say. But he's saying, Lemaisa, at the time when I was Chayra Kriyishma, I wasn't wearing tefillin. That's l'chayra what the argument is. But I found that the Levush says a different word. The Levush says differently, and this is going to be a very, very pivotal Levush, I believe, in halacha. And this is going to be negel halacha to all of us, I think. Zok the Levush, ra'isi yesh toyim, kishe'ein lohem tzitzis, oy tfilin, baboyker, oy kishe'ein b'derech, ve'einam yechoylem lohanichon, machmas kor v'tzina. Okay? They're on the road, they're on the plane, the tefillin are whatever, packed in the suitcase, and they get delayed, right? They're not going to be able to put the towels and tefillin on until they get to the hotel, right? Einam reitzin gamken likris kriyishma bizmana, v'hiyosam b'derech. So the people are making a mistake because they don't want to say kriyishma at this point. They're on the road, they're going to wait to say kriyishma until they get to the hotel. B'loy tzitzis with tefillin.
Ad boyam lebeisam olam alayim. So they get to the house or to the hotel. V'sham manichim tzitzis oitzfilin. U'mevarchin aleihem v'karin kriyishma b'berchaseha. U'lepo'amim afilu la'achar she'avar zmano. It comes out that they're going to wait till after zman kriyishma. Avol nirali shu toiz gomer b'yodam. Divadai la'olam yesh la'haktim kriyishma b'berchaseha. You have to say kriyishma and its brachas earlier b'zmano. B'chol mashe yuchal. Vafilu ein loy tzitzis bevigdoi v'loy tfilin b'roishoi u'bizroyei. Even if you're not wearing tfilin or tzitzis. You notice that the Levush is not only talking about tefillin. What's he talking about? He keeps talking about tzitzis. We're going to get to that. V'yafal gav darminan le'el simin chofei sifalot. Kol akari kriyishma b'loy tefillin areyam edesh eke la'atzmoi. Eino yela asmachta ba'almo. It's only an asmachta. It's not mamash in isa da'yaisa. V'loy omrutein ela b'mezid. The Chacham said that's only if you did it b'mezid. You're not putting on your tefillin. You're not putting on your tzitzis. Avol kishiyesh loy oynis she'ein loy tefillin oy tzitzis. Mutavu sheyikra kriyishma bezmano bebirchoseh. Afilu beloitzitz is utfilin mishayavar zmano. Zokta azoy. The reason why you should put on tefillin is not because you're going to put on, you shouldn't wait for your tefillin. It's not because you can be kara kriyishma now and you'll put on tefillin later in the day. What's the reason? Because you're an oinus. And you're not doing it b'mezit. You're not putting on your tefillin. You can't put on your tefillin. You're not putting on the talus. You can't put on your talus. Memela? The reason why you shouldn't wait to put on your tefillin until after, or to say Krishma until after the Zman Krishma, is because you're an oinus. But let's say you wouldn't be an oinus. Let's say you wouldn't be an oinus. Let's say your tefillin is sitting right over there. But you're having a coffee. You're relaxing. You have to ease into putting on the tefillin. After all, the tefillin is a double kodesh, right? It's a kedusha. The body has to be kodesh. Everything has to be kodesh. I'm not an oinus, but I'm not ready to put on my tefillin yet, exactly. Right? Are you allowed to be kodesh kriyishma? Oh, it's my kriyishma now. You have to put on your tefillin to be kodesh kriyishma. You'll wait to be kodesh kriyishma, and you'll go to Landau's or whatever at 9:30 or 9 o'clock. What? Tisha B'av L'chayru. Hayosh, the minig is that way. It's like an oinus. That's L'chayru, what you're going to have to say. So what you're going to say is that's the minig, the Shulchan Aruch says the minig is, so it's as if you can't put it on. So it comes out, now let's understand, let's go back to the Gemara. It says that Rav went, and Rav, right, Rav laying Kriyishma without his tefillin. So the Gemara, why? Because the Shliach didn't bring the tefillin. The Shliach was late with the tefillin. So we have two pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat in the Gemara is Rav knew that later he was going to put it on. And he didn't put it on now. The shliach wasn't here, so he didn't put it on now. But he was soimich on later. That's what the Beis Yitzchak and the Chayz Milavlin would say. And what would the Levush say? It was an einus. There was nothing he could do. L'chayra, those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. I would imagine the reason why the Levush has to say this is because of Rav Shlomo Kluge's taina. L'chayra, the fact that you're putting it on later doesn't help you. That you were saying the Krishma as what? You were saying Krishma as an edus shek. So now, if we say this. So we have a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah seems to passkin like this Levush. Yeah, let me just wrap up just 1 second. Wrap up this point. So Mishnah Berurah passkins like this Levush. The Mishnah Berurah is in Siman two places. The Mishnah Berurah brings Mem Vav Lamed Gimel. If you look, the Mishnah Berurah says he brings a Dogel Meravav. Ayin bedogel mervava v'chein bechadusha Rabbi Kivayga shekosu. I'm going to repeat that in a minute, but he brings afterwards. He brings the Levush and he says, "Kol akar krishma rak b'meizid v'loikish yesh le'eza oynis k'may shekosu b'levush b'simin nunches." That is how the Mishnah Berurah passes. The Mishnah Berurah and Simin Samach Beis sifkot nunches. I'm sorry. The kolshkein imloikara adayin the tzorach likra as pasuk arishin. The pasuk more we are talking like, let's say you walk into Beis Medrash, and the shul is davening and saying kriyishma. So what do you have to do? Let's say you're laying kriyishma already. What is a person mechuyif to do if they're laying kriyishma? He's mechuyif to say kriyishma. He's supposed to be kara kriyishma with them. He shouldn't look like he's being kaifer, right? The kolshkein imloikara adayin tzorach likra as pasuk arishin. He has to read the first pasuk. When a person goes and he walks into Beis Medrash, let's say he goes at the 6, he walks into the 6:30 minyan, he's davening at the 7:15 minyan, and they're up to Kriyishma, what should he do? He has to read Kriyishma with them. But don't be mechaven to be yaitz Kriyishma. Why? Because you're not wearing a tunya. Right? Kivan she'ein le tefillin b'roshay v'gam yihyeh b'loy brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, even though I'm going to put on my tefillin later, what should I do? I shouldn't be mechaven to be yaitz. So he's not being soymech on this. He's going like the Levush. So the Mishnah Berurah seemingly is clearly paskening in two places that the halacha is, if you're not an oynis, it's also to read Kriyishma without the tefillin. What? What do you mean? But you're not wearing your tefillin yet. He's not worried about that. His Mishmur's not going with that. Mishmur's obviously paskening not that way. He's paskening not like the Beis Yitzchak and the Vaisa. Fine. Okay. Otherwise you'd be an Oynis. Okay. Now, that being said, so it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah is paskening what? Rabbi said, we have two reasons. L'chayra, we have one reason, I'm going to put it on later. Second reason, I'm an oynis. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening that if I'm an oynis. Now, we saw that the Levush discusses, I just want to bring up one more point, a very interesting thing. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach paskened the following thing. Let's say, of course, we're all Zahirim B'mitzvahs, we should all be Zahirim B'mitzvahs like this, that you want to be yaitz to the first Zman Kriyishma. But you're going to daven with a minion with the second Zman Kriyishma. So he says over there, there's enough to be Saimechon. Very interesting halacha. Very interesting. He's not so convinced to pass like the Levush. We'll hear it's a suffix. Hey yaitz, you can make a tenet. If the halacha is like the Magen Avraham, I'm being yaitz in there. If the halacha is like the Gra, I'll be yaitz later with my tefillin on. Over there, you could be Kar Kriyishma without your tefillin. Azayz like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay. In other words, I could be yaitzeh b'tnai b'sofik without my tefillin on if I'm going to wear my tefillin later b'shas b'zman of the grow. Now, this was all the textual references we had except for the Levush was in what? In tefillin. If you look at the Zoya, I'm not suggesting you look at the Zoya. I mean, you could. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham brings the Zoya, a fascinating, beautiful Zoya, where the Zoya says, the Magen Avraham is in Simcha of Dalet. The Kosa of the Zoya Parshish Shlach, Hakoyre Kriyishma Beloit Tzitzis made a Desheker Ba'atzma. Zoya Zok the Zoya. Mamish, the same Lashon as the Gemara that comes with Tzitzis. Not only does the Magen Avraham bring this, but Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this in Simen Yud Ches, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered, okay? If you don't have a Talis Gadol, okay? And I must explain the following thing. But he brings this halach, he brings this Zohar. Tosfos says, Rabbi, you have to hear this alumnus. The halach is, let's say you didn't get tefillin, and you davened, you're up to Kriyishma, and now you're holding by tzur, you're up to the bracha of Ben Gula Tzula. You're up to Ben Gula Tzula, and they bring you your talis and tefillin. What do you do? So the halach is you can make a bracha on your tefillin. Why can't you make? But can you make a bracha on the tzitzis, on the talis? Says Tosfos, you can't make a bracha on the talis. Why can't you make a bracha on the talis? Tosfos is a very lomda shavot. Tosfos says that when it comes to tefillin, you're being made a desheker alatzma. But when it comes to tzitzis, you're not being made a desheker alatzma. So he says a very interesting thing. There's not only bein gula l'tefillah, but also bein birchas kriyishma also. So he says the following very interesting thing. He says, tzitzis, I'm not mechuyiv to go out and buy tzitzis, right? Tefillin is a chayvas gavra. A person has to go to the ends of the earth, or at least of the Magen Avraham, he has to go within his city, he has to go buy tefillin. Does a person have to go buy tzitzis? A person be'etzim doesn't have to go buy tzitzis. The meaning of Klal Yisrael is that we buy tzitzis and we go out. But it's a chayvas talis. If I have a beged, a four kanfais, then what? Then I have to go and I have to put tzitzis on it. But if I'm not wearing a beged of four corners, I don't have to. Says Tosfos, since it's not a choivas gavra, and Tosfos adds, since it's not a choivas gavra, and it's not a meyerei de sheker al atzmoi, therefore, I don't make a bracha. It's a hefsik to make a bracha on the tzitzis. But to make a bracha on the tefillin, that's a function, that's a chelik of the tefillin, and the kriyishma, and meyla, mechuyiv too, I can make a bracha. That's what Tosfos says. So one would think that Tosfos is saying, you're not being made a sheker al atzmoi. That's what Tosfos seems to say. Not like this Zayah. This Zayah seems to be saying, you are being made a sheker al atzmoi. And the Magen Avraham is bringing it lahalacha, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is bringing it lahalacha, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it lahalacha. He said, L'chayr, what he's saying is like this. If I'm not wearing a beged of dalet kanfus, right? So when I say the parsha of tzitzis, was I made a sheker al atzmoi? No, because the fact that I'm not wearing tzitzis is why I don't have to wear tzitzis. I don't have a beged of four corners, right? You understand? Where tefillin, I have to go buy tefillin. So if I'm not wearing tefillin while I'm saying Kriya Shema, I'm being made a sheker al atzmoi. Mr. Brewer says in Simin Chov Dalet, the Isa Bezoyer Parsha Shlach, that Koyer Kriya Shema Beli Tzitzis, Meire De Sheker Ba'atzma. Shek Koyer Parsha Tzitzis, Ve'ena Mekayim Hakrum. Now, Rabbi Kivega brings up a very interesting point. What is Rabbi Kivega's point? Before I give it to Mishnah Berurah, Lemaisa, even if you wouldn't say like Tosfos, how are you made a sheker al atzma? Are you wearing a talus cotton? If you're wearing a talus cotton, so chotch you're doing that. So what's the problem? Even if you'll take the zayir at face value, but if you're not wearing your talus cotton, you're still wearing your talus cotton. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, without your talus gadol, your upper creek, you got to say Kriya Shema with talus. Yeah. Then he's okay. Yes. Yeah, 100%. That means the other way through. Yes, 100%. Yes. Now, what's interesting is that this is not only this is l'chayr astira in Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah later, Simon Samavov, on the halacha of when you can make a bracha, If shochach laniach tefillin, tzitzis v'tefillin, yochel lahapsik bein haprokim. Right? Zoktim ramah, v'yesham shalei yivorech aleim ad achar ha-tefila, v'hochi nog le'inyin talus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the betzitzis ein achoy v'zgavra. Like Tosfos. Memela, you're not being made a yishagi, you don't have to make a brokim. L'chor is a spear in the Mishnah Berurah. One place the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's if you're being made a yishagi, if you don't wear your talus. Another place the Mishnah Berurah says what? That it's not a chavis gavra. You don't have a problem. Azai frek develt, and it's also a question shulchan aruch around. There are those that want to say the difference in the Mishnah Berurah is it depends. It could be that the Mishnah Berurah over there is talking, you're not wearing any beged, and it could be that the Mishnah Berurah in Chov Dalet is talking where you're wearing a beled a beged of dalet kanfos, but you don't have tzitzis in it. Mishnah Berurah does not sound that way. Mishnah Berurah does not sound that way. And the truth is, Rabbi Sai, there are a tremendous amount of poiskin and rishonim that seem to be saying, if you don't wear tzitzis, you're being made a sheker al atzmoi. Rabbeinu Yoina in Digeres Musa writes that if a person doesn't wear tzitzis when he's saying Kriya Shema, he's being made a sheker al atzmoi. The Yaivitz was asked to Shailon, let's say a person's talis ripped in the 9 days. Is he allowed to go out and buy a beged of dalet kanfos and put a new tzitzis, a new beged? You're not allowed to buy a new beged in the 9 days. Shrusha Chalboy is in the Din of the Gemara, you're not allowed to do it. Zok, the Yaivitz, since you're being made a sheker al atzmoi, you're allowed to go out and buy a new beged, you're allowed to buy a new pair of tzitzis to wear during the 9 days, to wear when you say Kriya Shema. Hayoytze lanu, Rabbi Yisrael. Hayoytze lanu, lahalocha. And this is very nageya. During the week, most people make some on Kriya Shema. With the tefillin, the stoma, they all make some Kriya Shema, and always, what is very nagel halacha, Rabbi says, Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, it would seem to me that the Mishnah Berurah, A, paskins like the Levush, which means only if you're an oinus does it help that you're not saying Krishma with your tefillin on. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to also bring the Zohar and Parsha Shlach lahalacha that you're as if you're being made a desheker a last point. So when a person gets up in the morning, even if he's going to daven, the truth is, ideally, Rabbi say, maybe I would suggest that we really should daven to make Zman Krishma over here. That would be a gewaldic suggestion. It would be a wonderful thing. That would be the first salvo in the summer. But it would be a gewaldic kabbalah that we should make upon ourselves. Maybe we'll revisit it when the year begins again, and Elam is more in the mood of El. But La Halacha certainly, if you taka are saying Krishma, to make Zman Krishma, before you come to this medrash, you should be wearing a talis. You should put on your talis. If you have your weekday talis at home, you should put it on. Nistama, if you check your talis cotton, it would seem from the, although it doesn't seem that way from the other place. I don't want to say, Mishnah Berurah would seem that your talis cotton, your fege would seem that your talis cotton would suffice if it's kosher, but it would seem to me that it would be better if a person would take a put on his talis godel to be say Krishma, to be Yitzhak, this is Krishma of Zmanoi, with his tefillin, with his talis on Shabbos. That's L'chaira, what would come out from what we're saying, L'halacha, that I think is very negiah to everyone. One more thing I'd like to mention, I don't have it with me, I'm not going to get it because I want to discuss something else. The Ibn Ezra says an unbelievable thing. The Ibn Ezra in Parsha Shlach, the Elohim should take a look. I'll wait till the next time it comes around. The Ibn Ezra talks about, if it was up to him, he would tell you, don't wear your talis during tefillah, davening. Because when you're davening, you're not being chayte. Odds are, most people, when they're davening, it was maybe before the BlackBerry, but lemaisa, odds are, before you're davening, you're not being chayte, you're not going places, you're not here, you're in shul, you've mismanaged. But, afterwards, the person knows, tzitzis comes from the Lashon tzitz, meitzitz min acharakim. A person's re'iyah is different, a person's whole hanhoga is different when he's wearing tzitzis. If a person has the tzitzis and he wears the tzitzis, and he should have that shmira from chet, he should have with him all day. And it would be better to focus on wearing it during the day when you're not davening, as opposed to when you are davening. There's much more to say about this, but I did want to discuss a fascinating Mogen Avraham. I can't hear. It depends if you're wearing a different talis or not. If it's a different talis, yeah. Yeah. No, Luchar, you see, it's hard to know. If the Mishnah, I Luchar, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's not a beggar that you're mechuyav to wear. It could be the beggar means it's too small or it's not. So if you were a brisker, you wouldn't. The brisket taka don't wear talis cotton shoes because you can't check it because it's a shiloh carry. Yeah.
Why
what do you? It's beyond the purview of this discussion. Okay. Now, Boisei, there is a fascinating Mogen Avraham. The reason why it's not Nunch, it's not his, it's instead of some Sadik test, not Nunch test. Look at this, Mogen Avraham. Kosuv b'sefer Hagan. When the Mogen Avraham brings from the Sefer Hagan, you're in for a treat. Levate l'machshova ro b'shas ha-tfilo. If a person wants to be mevatel, machshova ro ha-tfilo, what's that kavona during davening? Yoimar Gibel Tomin, he should say three times, P, P, P. V'yachatach Yoroik Gibel Tomin. He should spit three times. V'lo Yoroik Legamri, he shouldn't mamish spit. Ach, v'derech Nachas, he should spit the Nachas. V'haloshoin Tehei Ben Svasayim, his tongue should be between his lips. Bishas harakiku when he spits, ubivadai telech hamachshava. His machshava zora middle of maybe his. I don't know, the guy next to him, Mistoma, you have a lot of machshava during davening. Azoi shteik Mogen Sefer Hagan. Now the Mogen Avraham's comment on this Sefer Hagan is, being a nearly lasso is that the toich tefilas yodches the middle of Shmona Esrei davei hefsek. You have a hefsek.
And who knows if it's such a good refuah? Anyway, this whole thing. So I'd like to discuss this Sefer Hagan that says that you should, that in order to have kavana and tefillah, you should say P, and he means obviously that with each P you should be bringing up phlegm, and, well, not a phlegm, but a little bit of benachas spitting. You're right. The Bnei Yisoschar discusses this. He doesn't discuss it, he just says a very little blurb. And he says that this is Keneged, the three peh that were created Bein HaShmoshes, Erev Shabbos, which is one peh that was in last week's parasha. What's that? Last week's parasha. The peh ha'aretz, peh ha'aretz. One in Bolot, the peh ha'asoy. Yiftach Hashem is peh ha'asoy. Right? My wife's grandfather used to, when somebody used to open his mouth and say something foolish, he used to say, Yiftach Hashem is peh ha'asoy. Anyway. And the peh ha'be'er. The Be'er of Miriam, Be'er Chafarua Sarim Mepashas Lukas. Can I get these three peh? Pele de Gazak. These three peh are these, this peh, you should say P. Each peh is, corresponds to another peh. The peh ha'osoin, the peh ha'be'er, and the peh ha'oros. And he doesn't explain what are these three peh, what is going on over here, what is this for? So Rabbi, I'd like to discuss, mamish, for a few minutes, just a couple, we have 5 minutes left, to discuss the idea of what these three peh are. What these three parashiyos come together. And the truth is, in the breaking up of the parashiyos, Kerech, Lukas, and Bolak, are mamish, are chaticha achas, be'etzim. The Mishnah says, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakovoid, mavir nasa adam in ha'olam. Jealousy, taiva, desire, physical desire, and kavod remove a person from this world. They take a person out of this world. What is the pshat in this Mishnah? The pshat in this Mishnah is that a person's focus in life has to be on his avodas Hashem. And every one of these things remove a person. Bechlal, remove a person from his focus in life, where he's going in life, his direction in life. Right? Indeed, a person looks at what someone else has. Right? So if that spurs him on to better avodas Hashem, that's where there's kina. Why is there jealousy in this world? It's a medrash. What does the medrash say? If a person wasn't jealous, his friend has a house. He would live in a box. His friend, if now he's jealous of his friend, he'll build that. Doesn't mean you have to have a 40 by 100 lot with built, you know, lot line to lot line with three sub basements. It doesn't mean that. But it means the person should live mechubad. The person wouldn't get married, he wouldn't have children, he wouldn't live in a normal life. And kina stay from tar b'chochma. But kina, that drives a person to more and more and more and be jealous of him and be jealous of Moshe and Aaron and be jealous of the Nasius and be jealous of the Kuhuna and Levia. And then Malchus, what did that end up happening? What ended up happening to Kairach? Unter der, straight there, the Peha Arts. That's Kinnah. Taiva. Taiva, the desire for physical pleasure. The desire for physical pleasure is perhaps one of the greatest drives in this world. Right? And it's certainly there for a person to perpetuate himself, for Claudius, for man to procreate, right? Taiva is there for a reason, but taiva can drive a person away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do know that the piha be'er, the be'er shira, doesn't start from Miriam. When is the shira sa be'er? Ali be'er is after what? It comes back in this week's parsha in Chukas. If the Moshe Rabbeinu brings back the Be'er, even though the Be'er was B'schus, who? B'schus Miriam. But who brings back the Be'er? Moshe. Barosi Yetza, Barosi Torah Tavon. The Piha Be'er is Taivas HaTorah. Is the thing that quells the Taiva of the person. Is the Torah, that's the Be'er. Piha Be'er. And then there's the P of the Osir.
Bilam, the whole parsha of Bilam. What's the whole parsha of Bilam about? I can't go with you. I'm not chashuv enough for me to go with you, right? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me not to go, I'm going to teach that to mean, not that I shouldn't go. What does it mean? It means me, Bilam, shouldn't go with people as low as you. Maybe I should have more. I should have more money and more this and more. Kovet. Right? Could you imagine an Adam with Zuch Kovet and his Osun tells him, listen, Harry, you know, you're an idiot. Right? Basically, that's what happened. His donkey told him what kind of fool he was. Kovet. Akin of our type of our Kovet. These three pair are the thing that throws a person out of this world. The person doesn't focus on his Avodas Hashem. And the truth is, there are three of us. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. Avram and the Chesed. What is Chesed Keneged? Chesed is Keneged. We all know Keneged Taiva. Kovoid is Yaakov, is Tiferes. The greatest Kovoid is Yaakov, right? Kovoid, Keneged Yaakov. Kino, who's the Kanoi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak, the Midah of Gvura, the Midah of Kino. The three tefillos of a day. Or Keneged, Tfilois, Keneged, Ovois Tikkun, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. If a person wants to have Kavod and Tfilois the Pshat, he's connecting back to the Ovois. He's connecting to Avram in Shacharis, and he's connecting to Yitzchok in Mincha, and he's connecting to Yaakov in Meirith. He's connecting because everything we do in life, your Rabbi said, I just want to bring out Gedank, Klerach. Klerach had a Gevaldik Araya. He looked in front of him and he saw what his grandchildren are going to be, Mamish. Shmuel HaNavi, his grandchildren, are going to be Nevi'ei Klal Yisrael. How could he go wrong? So how did Korach go wrong? Because what does the Pasuk say? Vayikach Korach b'nisa ben Kohaz ben Levi. And the Pasuk stops and doesn't go back to where? The Yaakov. Because a person could look for greatness for himself, but without looking back, just looking forward, without looking back to the others, that's not greatness, that's Peha Oretz. That's what Korach, that was Korach's mistake. Rabbi said, when you stand up in tefillin, and you put your talos and tefillin on, and you come and you become a lochem of shemayim, and you say kriyishma, and you say shema ne'esrei, we're standing with Nei Melech Malchei Amlochem. A person wants to have reina machshavas. Forget the spinning, forget saying the TPP. But remember, akinav atayv akov mavinus adam elam. Person saying kriyishma, person saying shema ne'esrei, person has to realize my focus has to be avodas Hashem. My focus has to be hein am kilovi. Yakum, to get up in the morning, to get up early, to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn His Torah, to recognize the central focus of our lives, has to be Avodas Hashem. And all the kin of Taiva Vekovet in the world amounts to a hill of beans. It ends up with three peh. And the peh we saw, the peh ha'osin, that a person is looking for Kovet in all the wrong places, will end up and Osin is going to tell you where to go. And will be embarrassed to chlal. And a person doesn't learn Torah, he's going to be drowned by the piha be'er. And a person looks for kina and looks at what everybody else has, he's going to end up mamish tif tayr and dred, straight to Gehenim, without passing go, without anywhere else. That's perhaps the pshat in this Morgan Avram. The boy say, this is a man of kitrig and klal yisrael. We have to recognize our avoida, our central avoida is avoida Hashem. Our central avoida is taka, have kina when yen is in bismedrish, have kina when yen is davening better. Have taiva for Torah, have taiva for avoida Hashem. And look for the kovod, which is the true kovod, the kovod of having, doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, the kovod of Torah, avoida gemilas chasodim, which is taka b'zoicha, to be able to be oimid lufnei hamelech, the Emir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any machshavas rois, should be zoicha to be zundu zundu.